Remember when I told you about my gut biome analysis? Oh, sorry. Welcome back to T-Pow Labs. I am your host, Dustin Service. Okay, back to what I was saying. A couple weeks ago, I did an episode on my gut biome and blood work, and go find it if you're interested in that. But part of that research into what affects my guts was seed oils. Now, again, I talked about it before. I'm not saying it's either good or bad. Every single person is different. We all have different gut biome, we all have different DNA. So take this for what it's worth, but this was a win in my world that maybe might help give you a win in yours. So today we're diving into a topic that sparked a lot of debate in both the wellness world and the world of everyday people trying to eat better, seed oils. And ironically, when I was writing this article, and it's no secret that I use ChatGPT to interact and craft articles, and then I'm reading it, but I was having a fight with ChatGPT in getting it to take my stance. I'm going to ruin the Kool-Aid a little bit, that I have a certain stance and a certain opinion about seed oils. And it was, I'm not saying it's hallucinating, it was giving me very good data, but it was different data than I was researching and aware of and knowing about. So it was a good exercise in sort of looking at, there's all sorts of literature out there, but I know what works for me and sort of what works for my body. So this isn't just theory. This has helped me. This is an episode built on my story and the changes I made to eat better and feel better. So let me start with olive oil. My blood work suggested that I eat extra virgin olive oil. That would be beneficial to me. And on paper, that makes sense. It's anti-inflammatory, loaded with antioxidants, great for heart health, but there's a catch. You know, that's what my blood work told me, but every time I have extra virgin olive oil and when I cook with it, I get gas every time. Doesn't matter what I'm making, but if I eat the same raw food prepared in water, so I use eggs fried in a pan with water, no gas. If I fry it up with extra virgin olive oil, I get gas. And so, you know, name the oil, if I fry it in a pan, heating the oil, something happens. So my body's telling me that this, I could feel better by cooking different. So there's a bigger lesson here. The label might say it's good for you, but the real data is how your body responds. Now, I think it's important. Gary Brecka did a great job on the Joe Rogan podcast recently talking about how seed oils are made. And I can't talk about this topic without bringing this up because it's a little bit where things go sideways. So most seed oils, I'm talking about canola, soybean, sunflower, safflower, corn, cottonseed, grape seed oil, you know, are not made in your kitchen. They're actually made in a factory with steps that include high amounts of heat and mechanical pressing, which destabilizes fats. Then they perform a chemical solvent extraction system using hexane. So then from there, it creates a really bad odored product, and they need to bleach it to get the nice color that you see in the grocery store along the aisles. And bleaching it and deodorizing it removes the taste, smell, and color. And then they need to make it sort of start to taste the way that that brand wants to make it taste. So by the time you get your salad dressing or you get your oil in the frying pan, it's been altered at the molecular level. It's shelf stable, yes, but at what cost? Now, again, Gary talked about it on the Joe Rogan podcast, the oxidative stress seed oils can cause. And this topic has come up again and again, highlighting how overconsumption of industrial oils is linked to increased inflammation, poor cellular health, and metabolic dysfunction. Not going to go into any what those things are, but I definitely recommend you look into it. So now, to be fair, and this is where ChatGPT and I were getting into a great debate, but there are stats and studies that show replacing saturated fats with polyunsaturated fats from seed oils can lower your LDL cholesterol. They have studies in 2025, and then he or she referenced all these things. But here's my view. Those studies are often looking at pure chemical components, not the high heat, the overpressed versions that end up in your chips, crackers, and salad dressing. That's like comparing a heirloom tomato to a fast food ketchup packet. Same origin, totally different outcome. So yes, the science has layers, but if you zoom out and ask, how is your body actually performing? That's where this gets real. So I did have 15 sneaky foods that you can look into that are common culprits of having highly processed seed oil. So here we go. Salad dressings and vinaigrettes, mayonnaise and aiolis, roasted nuts and trail mix. That one's bad because I eat a lot of nuts and I like, it's hard to find just salted. Usually they got sunflower oil on, and for, you know, on the trail mix, they usually always have sunflower oil for a preservative. And if you just want to buy simple raisins to put on your oatmeal, I have not found one product that doesn't have sunflower oil on the raisins. So many granolas and protein bars, microwave popcorn, oat milk and alternative milks, dried fruits, watch out for the sulfates on that one, frozen plant-based meals, Whole Foods hot bar. So again, the deli bar that you go to, you know, this is Whole Foods or, you know, probably any major chain grocery store to buy hot food, protein cookies and baked goods. I love the whole emergence of protein cookies. That just is so inviting, but watch out for those. Restaurant fried foods, even keto snacks, crackers and seed chips, hummus and dips, nut butters with added oils. So these are often disguised with buzzwords like macro balanced, fit friendly, clean label, but check the back, check the ingredients. Usually you'll find canola, sunflower, or soybean oil in the ingredients. Now, there are some better cooking alternatives, and this is what I use. I've been working for me personally in my own sort of gut biome and in my slash home. Beef tallow, it's rich in flavor, stable at high heat. Bacon fat, yep, old school, put it under the sink. You know, it's a little bit gross, but we use it. Water-based cooking, I do this a lot. I cook a lot of stuff in a frying pan with just water at the start. Eggs, that's just like, you name it. Some people like avocado oil, high smoke point, less processed. Ghee butter for sauteing, it does have a good taste to it. So we're not saying eliminate oils entirely, but if you're a high-performance human, why feed the engine with the cheapest fuel? Now, what's in your oil is what's in your life. So here's what I want to leave you with today. This isn't just about oil you cook with. It's about the compounding effect of small decisions, the kind that either move you closer to vitality and clarity or slowly pull you away from them. Because if you're here listening, you're likely the type of person who's building something, a business, a legacy, a lifestyle. But what's it worth if you feel foggy every morning? If your energy's drained, your digestion's off, and you're chasing performance with the wrong inputs? See, wealth isn't just money. It's how alive you feel, how creative your mind is, how present you are with your family, how resilient your body is under pressure. And believe it or not, a $6 bottle of salad dressing with canola oil could be slowing all of that down. It's being dialed in, knowing what gives you power, and doing it not because a guru said so, but because you've lived the result. So if you're stacking wealth, stack health right next to it. Because when those two work together, your life hits a level most people never taste. And that's what we're talking about at T-Pow Labs. Thanks for listening. If this episode sparks something for you, share it with someone who deserves to feel this way too. Until next time, invest well, eat well, and live intentionally.